Hello, welcome to this pre-recorded meditation for cord cutting. This is part of my Awakening to Miracles radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, but let me reiterate, this is a pre-recorded episode, so there won't be any call-ins for it. It is a meditation that you can do for cord cutting, and I'll explain a little bit more about that if you're not familiar with it. It's part of a series of meditations that I'm doing, and the first one was an energy clearing meditation that's available in the archives here on Blog Talk Radio on my page. It's you'll see it listed, the energy clearing meditation, and I do suggest and strongly encourage that if you have not already done the energy clearing meditation, that you do it prior to a cord cutting, and you allow that sort of higher, clearer vibration of your own to sort of solidify itself. You may even wish to do the energy clearing meditation more than once. And when I say do it prior to the cord cutting, I would say do that in separate sessions. Do the energy clearing at one time. Let that settle in. Decide if you may need to do it again, or maybe even again, until a time when you feel like your vibration is kind of keeping a steadily higher place. Because what happens sometimes when we do the energy clearing type work, we'll feel very high and very happy, and things will be very clear to us, but then we live in this world and we get bombarded with other things, and then sometimes it can even feel like we crash. So go back to it, do it again until you feel like you're actually holding your own and it's your new normal to be in that higher, clearer vibration. And then you'll get better results from the cord cutting meditation as well. So some of you may be aware of what cord cutting is. You may have done it before, and others may not be familiar with it, so I'll tell you a little bit about it. When I do cord cutting, it is through assistance with Archangel Michael, and I'll tell you a little story about that later. But what we are seeking to do with cord cutting is to allow angels and Holy Spirit to assist us. Our free will is requesting it. Assist us in a big way by stepping in and cutting away those things that are blocking our spiritual path and our spiritual growth. So when I'm doing a reading for someone, when I see the cords that need to be cut, I usually get the image of like vines, invasive vines on a tree. Like if you've been in the southern part of the U.S., you know what kudzu is and how it will choke off the tree and even the whole forest. And sometimes, you know, any invasive vine like ivy can do that if not maintained. And so if you've ever seen that, you'll see how the vine at first is just a pretty and rather weak compared to, say, a big oak tree. But over time, the vine gets stronger and it starts wrapping, and eventually it begins to choke off the tree's life, and the tree becomes unhealthy and can't produce leaves the same, and sometimes it can even kill the tree. So what cord cutting does is it cuts away those kinds of invasive things or situations, sometimes relationships. It simply frees us up from them, and it's not done in a spirit of any kind of retribution. It is done purely in love. It's freeing up both sides, both parties, both people, freeing up the situation, whatever that cord happens to be. It's providing freedom to both, and so that's how I want you to look at that. You are simply letting angels, because they can have a higher perspective, they do have a higher perspective, letting them step in to help you return to your divine self, your divine source, more fully. And because they can see the things that aren't serving you, you'll let them be the guide for that, and you'll let them take over. So it is an act of surrender. And a lot of times we know the things that we need to address in cord cutting. Sometimes we may not, or we may not know all of them. I always think it's very healthy to, you may have specific things that you think you need to release that you can ask for, but also to just say, I surrender to you seeing it from a higher perspective and showing me the way and taking care of it for me. So it is a surrender. Our human and ego minds sometimes want to dictate. I want this cord cut and I want this to happen and I want that. No, just surrender. Just surrender, because your way of seeing it, you may be missing something. So when you surrender, it really allows the truly highest good to come through. So I strongly encourage that, to be willing to surrender, really surrender. Another way when I'm working with people that I see cords is like an umbilical cord. You know, think about between the mother and a baby. And these are situations or relationships where perhaps we're too dependent on the other person, or vice versa. We're letting someone else be too dependent on us. And it's taking away some of our energy that we need, and it's not really helping them in become their highest and best self, because we're both in a rut from it. So think about a mother and a baby. The umbilical cord is a fabulous thing when the baby is growing and it's tiny, and then when it's ready to be born and breathe on its own and all that, you have to cut the cord because now it can sustain itself on its own. So if we're in situations where we're letting others sort of suck the life out of us, or vice versa, then that's something that can be healthy for both of us to cut, and we can both be whole and beautiful and enhance each other's lives in better ways. So cord cutting can help with all of those kind of situations. So surrender to it, and I think that you may see some really beautiful shifts in your life. And I'll give you an example. I've shared it one other time, I think, on the radio show, so some of you may have already heard it, but it's the example that stands out the most to me in cord cutting and the people that I've worked with cutting cords. It was also the first time that I had done it at a distance. Prior to that, when I would work with people on cord cutting, it was in person. And so it was the first time that I had tried it at a distance, and I guess somewhere inside me, I wasn't sure if it would really work that way, but I wanted to try it, and then I was just blown away. And I actually believe now that it may work better at a distance, because you have that connection point of the ethers or heaven or angels that you have to go to. You're not right directly there, so I think it takes your own human ego out of it more sometimes when you're connecting that way. So don't think that because we're at a distance we can set the intention to be whatever we want to, and when we believe that way and we surrender that way, then unbelievable things can come of it. And so I'll tell you this story. I had a friend, a spiritual friend, that I had met on some Facebook dialogue on a page, and we became Facebook friends, and amazing person. He lives in South Africa, and we had some really wonderful dialogue that enhanced both of our spiritual journeys. And he also was just this genius level brain when it came to technology, computers, and specifically cell phones and cell phone technologies and applications. And this was before apps became such a prevalent thing. And He had such a wonderful perspective of looking at spiritual things, because he could also apply it in a scientific way, and we had some really, really good dialogues. And we never actually spoke on the phone even. We just would dialogue through email, and he had emailed me just about some frustrations. He just felt like he was in a rut and wanted to get out of it. Felt like there was just some hurdle or something, and so as I was reading that, I immediately felt like And I did not know anything really about his personal life. I knew he was married, but I didn't know anything about any of that because we had always just talked about spiritual growth and some technology and how scientific advances and discoveries in that. And I immediately felt like it was from his wife, that there was some sort of obstacle there. And it was hovering over him, sort of like a gray cloud. And I was, of course, I was a little hesitant to say that because you don't want to be critical of someone's spouse. But I just felt so pushed to say it. And I wondered if he wanted to do some cord cutting from any negative kind of energy. And he immediately responded back to me, "Oh my gosh, you are so on target. It's my ex-wife, and the situation is really just choking me." And so what the situation was is that when they had split up, there had been a little clause that she or her attorneys had inserted into their agreement that I guess was missed when they were in their final signing, and it sounded like maybe it had been a little tricky in how it was slid in there, but it meant that she forevermore owned a percentage of the rights to his intellectual property. So everything he invented or developed, she had a percentage of, and she had sort of control over it. And essentially, she was like the CEO of his company. And so it was just creating a really burdening sort of situation, and it was not good for his creativity, and it also was causing him great financial strain from what he was paying from a settlement, and then everything he made henceforth, he was paying from that too, it was really burdening him, and he had some wonderful things to share with the world, but it was getting in the way of it, and so I asked him, "Well, do you want me to do a cord cutting? I've never done it at a distance, but I'd be happy to try that." And he said, "Absolutely, please do." And I knew, we just had this etheric connection, and I knew he was ready for it. And so I got off of the computer and off of the email, and I proceeded to go through the process I do to help people cut cords, and called on Archangel Michael. But I also went through the process and sort of guided the process on my own. I'll tell you a little bit more about Michael and cord cutting and after I finish this story. But what happened is within the hour, I had an email back from my friend saying, "You will not believe what has happened. It is nothing short of a miracle." And his ex-wife had called him. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't make a call. He didn't suggest anything. He didn't say a word. And within like that hour, she had called him and said, "Look, I just don't feel right anymore about this arrangement. And I want to have the agreement changed to say that I don't want to have those rights to your intellectual property anymore, and I'll be okay without it, and I just don't feel right." So she voluntarily ended that. And the beautiful thing about that is when she put that in there, it's not necessarily that she was a mean or greedy person. You know, it was probably her own insecurities and fear. And when that cord was cut, they were both free from it, from the negativity, the ego aspect of it that, you know, had them both paralyzed. So that is when you enter this cord cutting and the desire to cut cords, it can have profound effects. I think the whole key is that you truly surrender and you're truly ready to release and to absolutely allow angels and spirit to decide some of those areas that you need to release from. So what can happen afterwards is, you know, sometimes it can be something so just amazing and perfect like that. Like, it just cleans up a whole problem. Other times it may be things like people near you drift away, a friend sort of drifts and you don't hear from them as much, or and so allow it to work that way, because, you know, we're always connected. As long as you do it in love, then, you know, that friendship that you've had for a long time may sort of drift away, because that opens you up to go in a new direction and not feel that push or burden to be who you've always been or who that friend might expect you to be. That's freedom sometimes. So allow this energy and this divine intervention to work however it may, and trust that, and allow it to play out in your life, and have that faith in it. And I'm telling you, it can be amazing if you surrender to that. Now back to my Archangel Michael story. Archangel Michael is kind of the central angel for cord cutting. Cord cutting is sort of a next big step I'm ready for, to come into my spiritual own in a bigger way. And Archangel Michael is the warrior. He is depicted so many times in art with a sword, and that's appropriate. However, the sword is not like an antagonistic, adversarial type figure so much as it is for things like releasing us from ego and ties that are not good for us. And let me tell you, he's a no-nonsense kind of angel. He does not like to mess around, so don't call on him unless you really mean business and you're sincere, because he will push you. And in good ways, but you got to have that faith to step into it too. And the sword with Archangel Michael, one of the times in one of my really spiritual moments, and you've probably, if you've listened to the radio show, you've heard me talk about my big awakening period. And not long after that, as I would progress in my own ways, I had an encounter with Archangel Michael that was very, like, up front and center. And it's sort of like a semi-dream state that I was in. And, you know, here and present in the physical, but also sort of like in dreamland. And it's this kind of very hard to explain place that you get sometimes in these deeply spiritual moments. And Archangel Michael gave me my own sword, and, you know, I'm kind of like, what's this for? And what is this for? I don't know. He said to me, "You have the power, use it." And he was giving me this sword to assist others in their journey and help them cut from things, or help them remember their own power, but also for me to remember mine and become more of that active earth angel. So you know, I'm like anybody else too. I forget some of those things. I get sidetracked. Sometimes we have life things to deal with. And I'm really trying to, some things have cleared for me so that I can get back in that mode more. And that's what this whole radio show is about. That's what the Angels Touch therapy class, online class that I just recently did and plan to continue with. That's what all those things are about. Really getting active in a deeper way with those kind of gifts. I've used them all along, but it's like now is just the time, and I think the timing's perfect that so many are ready. And I think that sometimes some of those obstacles that I faced were because the timing just wasn't right in the earth, and there weren't as many people quite ready, and now there are. And oh my goodness, people are stepping into the light in such huge ways. So, you know, when you hear about all the terrible things in the world, and you hear, just know that to counter all that, and maybe that's why some of the turmoil in the world, so many are seeing things in a new light. And so don't let the negativity get you down. Understand that sort of turmoil and chaos is a byproduct of so many also seeing the light, and we've got to hold our own. We've got to move forward and hold each other's hands, those of us that are here to bring the light, because we can transition and make the shift. And if you're listening to this, I believe you're part of it, and I believe you know that, and you just have to awaken that in yourself. So that's what we're going to do with the cord cutting. The background music I've selected, or the background sounds, is from the forest. So you may be able to hear a little bit of that, birds in the forest and the sounds of the forest. And the reason I selected that was because of the vines. I want you to get in a comfortable place, whatever is comfortable with you. Usually for cord cutting, lying down is a good position. It gives really nice access to your body and different areas where cords may be attached. So find a comfortable position, wherever that may be. And also in the timing and a situation where you're not going to be interrupted, or you're not going to feel inhibited or self-conscious about being in a cord cutting. Get yourself some privacy. And I want you to listen to the sounds of the forest. And as you listen to the sounds of the birds and the animals, I want you to imagine yourself as a tree. Whatever kind of tree you wish to be. It can be a flowering tree, or a mighty oak, or a soft willow. And I want you to imagine yourself that at one point, you've been the most beautiful tree in the forest. And now, the way that nature works, those vines have found you. And they've slowly wrapped around you and on your limbs, to the point where you've almost forgotten what kind of tree you are. But somewhere you know inside that you're not dead yet, and you can make it, but you need a little help. If you can just get these cumbersome, choking vines off of you, you know that you can shine again and blossom and be that beautiful tree. So get into a comfortable breathing pattern. Maybe take a deep breath or two and exhale any stress. And then relax back into a normal pattern. And now we're going to say a prayer. And this prayer, the intention for it, is to be powerful for whomever is saying this, whomever wishes to cut cords and step into their greater, higher self at any point in time. God, we come to you and your angels, asking for help. I'm ready to move forward in a more spiritual way and remember my divinity. I'm ready to connect with you in ways beyond my imagination and be the light that you made me to be. I realize that I may have burdens and ties here in this earthly existence. Some I've created on my own, some I've allowed, some have just come my way because that's the way it is here in this dimension. but I surrender now to the light. And I ask Archangel Michael and all the angels of heaven, any angel that can assist me now, I ask that those cords be cut, any cord that's not serving me and my highest good right now. I surrender to that and I release it. Amen. And now, I want you to remain in your comfortable breathing pattern. And I'm taking my sword, and Archangel Michael is here with his mighty sword. Your guardian angels and other angels are gathering all around. And you have some spirit guides and ascended masters, those that are most appropriate to your path, are here now for you. And those cords are being cut. They're being severed. And now imagine the cherub angels that look like little flying babies. They have a lot of power. And they're flying in and they're unwinding those cords, those vines. And as they unwind, there are more cords to be cut. And they're pulling them away. And more cords are cutting. And what you feel from it is breath. You feel lighter. Your body feels free. And more than that, your spirit feels free. And now, thank each of those cords and what they represent, whether it be the person they represented, the obstacle in your life, the situation that you could only see as a burden. Be thankful. Because each and every one was part of your journey, whether it was the challenge to overcome it that made you stronger, whether it was your willingness to learn to say no, whatever that obstacle was, whatever that challenge was, there for a reason. And you learned from it, and now you're ready to let it go and be your light, bright, whole self, your whole spirit, your higher self. Feel your heart swell as you send love to all of those cords, all of those situations, all of those people involved in the cords. It's gratitude and love. But now you're free. And in being free, you'll do greater things, not just for yourself and your own life, but for all those previous connections and new ones to come. And we ask now that divine light surround you like a giant sphere of beautiful white light, so bright that you can't even find words to describe it. And we ask that this divine light protect you from that tendency to allow those cords to grow back, just like the vines on the tree they may try, and this divine light will protect you. And now we thank all of the angels and spirit. Thank you for being here and helping us release. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for your tremendous power and your push and your willingness to help us with these things. And in that, we make a promise to you that we're going to put our effort into keeping the cords cut so that we can be that bringer of light like you and like all of the angels. We ask that you continue to surround us in ways of light, but we know that you also need to give us space to do it alone, and we accept that. We'll call on you as we grow, but we'll be committed to growing in the light and being that light. Okay, take a deep breath and exhale it. Another deep cleansing breath. And now, if you've gotten into a faraway state, out of body, feel your fingertips. Rub your thumb across your fingertips until you become more into your body. Wiggle your toes. As you integrate back into your body experience. Now open your eyes if you haven't already. And observe around you just to get your sight and body all back to normal. Now, feel lighter. Believe that those things that are not in your immediate best interest have been removed, and be committed to keeping them removed. Surround yourself in that white light daily, or even multiple times during the day. If you think of it and you feel something coming on that feels like you're going to go back into an unhealthy pattern, surround yourself in that white light, and what you'll give off from that is love, and you'll gain strength from it. Just be peace right now and be grateful. That concludes our cord cutting meditation. I'd love to hear feedback if you have any specific experiences that you recognize or related to this. Some of you are part of my Angels Touch Therapy group that's learning about energy healing, and you can share that on that Facebook page. Others of you may be part of my Seeing Miracles Every Day page on Facebook. You could also share it there, or in some of the dialogue on Blog Talk Radio, or maybe you just bask in it and let it bless your life. If you have any friends that you think might benefit from this, feel free to share the link, the archive link. And it's been my pleasure and my blessing to walk through this with you. I hope it will enhance your spiritual path. Go forward in the light, and I look forward to our next gathering here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great rest of the day.